All right, we expect Bible preaching here. You better be good. And so he's a blessing. We're excited to hear him. And thank God for these servants of God. He's traveled out of his country. He's here for a while. And he's going to be... you live in January?
Yeah.
Living in January. And so I'm just trying to test the PA guy. And but he'll be leaving in January. But he needs to raise that support and get back there. And he's a soul winner. He's out witnessing. He tells young pastors who are discouraged, he tells them, just to make it your full-time job to go soul winning, go 8 hours a day. And I thought I was the only one who said that. And he's after souls, loves souls, loves the Filipino people. And that's what matters. So you know, joy to have him. So brother, come on up and greet.
Thanks so much. Okay, good evening to everyone. And first of all, I would like to thank the Lord for this opportunity that I can share his word to you. And I pray that I am a blessing for you and also his word. And what do you call this? I really thank the Lord and also our pastor to entrust his pulpit. You know, it's not easy to entrust the pulpit to the preacher, because sometimes word of God is, sometimes they mix it. Anyway, can we stand as a reverence of the word of God? We open in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. I'll be reading and follow your eyes. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. May the Lord bless his word. Let's pray. Father, again, we come to you in throne of your grace. We humble ourselves because you are a holy God, a righteous God. But for us, O Lord, we are sinners. And we thank you so much, Lord, for our Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross of Calvary. And through him, we have access to you. Thank you so much, Lord, for the salvation that we have through our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, Lord, we commit to you our service tonight, especially as we study your word. Give us wisdom and knowledge so that we can see your will in our life, that your word be our guide in our life as we doing your will in our life. Again, we pray, Lord, that be with us and the Holy Spirit teach us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Okay, supposed to be... I am a missionary in the Philippines, and supposed to be probably you message to hear is about mission. Anyway, I just only want to share before I preach the message of God, my favorite verses when God called me in Matthew chapter 9, verse 35 to 38. I will read to you. This is remind me this. No, and he said, especially in verse 36. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd. And then said unto his disciple, the harvest truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into harvest. So this is a call for the harvest. In verse 36, the harvest is painful. And a lot of people now have a problem, and especially now in our country. And in verse 37 is the harvest is plenty. And if only two or four who reap this harvest, it takes time. So, and said also, the harvest cannot be postponed or else be destroyed then. Then the prayer of for the harvest in verse 38, and partners for the harvest. And I believe not only for the missionary, this work, not only for the pastor, but everyone, those who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you are part of this harvest. Amen. Right? And anyway, the message of evening is about commitment. Well, in 2008-2010, I have read about United States, and I don't know if you agree with me, and I think you will agree with me. It said, there are close to 100 million churches members in America, and yet, why are we are not making more and moral and spiritual impact? Why is it that on Sunday morning, 100 churches have empty pews? You know, now we are running a chair in our mission house, that we our chair is only 30, but the tender is 40, and some are standing, but they still listen to the word of God. Unlike here, many chairs has no people to sitting. So, and why are so many churches having few on service Wednesday? We call them the midweek service, and I think this year is a Thursday. But many churches today have no prayer meeting. Am I right? And even in Philippines, before their prayer meeting is Wednesday, but they drop it. They make it Catholic prayer meeting. Have no prayer meeting in the church. And especially in evening. And I praise the Lord, at least there is still churches like you that you have an evening service. But many churches here that I visited, they have no evening service. Supposed to be all day is for the Lord. Yeah? Now, God knows it. If you can be a church for whatever reason, and He knows the reason, if you could be here or not, and He knows that you too. And the Bible, the Holy Bible inspired, inerrant, the Word of God, the Word of God. And yet, why is it that so few read it? Right? You know, you must read the Word of God. If you want to know the will of God in our life, we must read the Word of God. Sad to say, brethren, I salute you and your pastor, because at least you have a memory verse here. If Satan, to compete you a memory verse, which is more knowledge about the Word of God. If Satan used also the Word of God. If you don't know the Word of God, how you can face, and how could be strong and to face the trials and problems in our God if we don't know the Word of God? We must to memorize it. No, that's why in our mission field, in our group in Grace Baptist Mission, Sunday afternoon before we start, we have a competition. The competition about memory verse. And we acknowledge that there is a certificate and a little small gift for them. Though they always memorize the Word of God. No? And we must read. And you know, we have no reason that we cannot read our Bible. Even your Bible don't want to bring it. Our technology now is very high tech. Place the Bible in your cell phone, right? But we need to the book, no? So again, if we believe in prayer, why is it during prayer meeting we take it lightly? And during prayer meeting, only few attending. Am I right? If we believe God is answering prayer, why we don't do the prayer meeting must make priority in your life? And I believe a prayerful Christian is a powerful Christian. A prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian. Here, I also, at least your church is a prayerful because your pastor is always in prayer. Whatever your plans, whatever you do, you must do first in prayer. Right? Because we want to seek the will of God in our life. Right? That's why. Well, you know, I one of the family in Oceanside, I'm so blessed. You know why? Every morning before they go to school and their couples, they start first together in prayer. Yeah, they wake up earlier and then they start a prayer. Every day. They are consistent in prayer. You know, that's the good, that's the thing that we need to do. You know, we need to pray. Even though your country now, it is forbidden to pray in public, in a school, in a city hall. But we need to stand. Even like example, Daniel, the king forbidden to pray. But in spite of that, he continued to pray. How's your prayer before God? Then, if we believe that there is heaven and hell, why do you keep so quiet about the gospel? Right? What about in your work, in your office? Did you share the gospel? Pastor, Brother Rick, we have no time. But there is a break. Even 10 minutes, 15 minutes, right? We must to share if we believe that there is hell and there is heaven. You know, sad to say also, I'm so sad. And I cry when I watch news about in Philippines. They said more than 10,000 people die. How many Christians do you think in 10,000? You know, that's why we must to preach the gospel. And then, and said, no? If we believe that there is none other name under heaven whereby we must be saved, then why are we are not sharing the message of his saving grace? And I tell you why. You know why? What's the reason? Because we lack of commitment. Right? How's your commitment to the Lord? Well, before our orientation, before they orient us, my pastor is God, and then church, and then family. Is that correct? But for me is God, family, and then church. That's for me. That's why we will study this in first. We'll study. We must to be committed. Or be committed to God. And then be committed to our family. To be committed to your church. And how we be committed in these three things? No. And then in John 16, first thing, we must be committed to God. In John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In Mark chapter 12, verse 30, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might, with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And also in Matthew chapter 6, 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You know why? We must be committed our life to God. Why? You know why? We are so blessed. Why I can say we are blessed? We are blessed because God created us as a man or human. Like not alike a mosquito. After all, what nothing, right? God created us according to his image and likeness. We have emotion. We have a will and reason. Unlike the animal, they have.
even the animals, even the plants. But we are created, and I believe God created us for Him, nothing else. God created you, and I believe God brought you, God saved you for His glory. His life is, our life is for Him. That's why we must to be committed and committed our life to God. You know, a real commitment said, a real commitment does not have an off, a real commitment does not have an on and off switch. Do you get me? Right? And said also, a real commitment is not a Sunday thing. It is 24 hours a day, 7 weeks a day, 7 days a week, 365 a year, with no vacation and off day. You are the same person on Monday through Saturday as you are on Sunday. Amen? My question is, even, well, our, you can see the Christian, the true Christian, not only on Sunday. You see their Christian life when they are in the school, in their work, in their family, right? That's why, you know, I believe we are here, and God saved us. God took us from darkness to light for His glory. That's why we must to prioritize, you know, our life to God. Amen? Okay. And then secondly, you know, so it means in third, he said, if we are really committed to God, it will show, and others will see the fruit of your commitment. You know, many times when the pastor asks for altar call to commit ourselves, all every one of us, we go to altar and pray and commit a decision and commit our life. But after all, 2 days, 1 week, 1 month, nothing. We never fulfill our promises to God. Right? Okay, second thing is, I'm so glad, by the way, no clock here. No clock here, because I remember when I was a pastor in Kalantas Baptist Church, we have an old lady, I think it is 65. After 30 minutes, because the clock, where the place, here or there? At the back. Back, means the clock is for us. It, not for you, but after 30 minutes, our member is like this. Means it's already time. Okay, anyway, I'm so glad that there is no time here. I mean, means no limit to preach here. Amen? Okay. Okay, second, so first thing, you must be commit ourselves to God, because our life is for Him, nothing less. And beside in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 and 20, this life is for Him. That's why we must to glorify our life for Him. Amen? And then second is not only be committed to God, be committed to family. Now, no wonder that 50% all marriages end in what? Divorce. And not only the unbeliever, but also the believers also, right? That's why, you know, and children see no commitment to family from their parents, right? And before, when you start courting and you have a relationship, they always have time, right? When after the work, then after the work, you always call her and meet, and you have time for them. But after all, sometimes when you have a grandson, a grandkid, no time, and especially here. Oh. You know, instead, and so in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22 said, "Wives, submit yourself unto your own husband, as to the Lord. Husband, love your wives, even Christ also loved the church, and He gave Himself for it." You know, for me, sometimes a lot of people, exchange this. Wives, love your husband. Husband, submit yourself to your wife, right? You know, sometimes, well, you know, one of the motto that we have today, I believe this, I think I said already this, you know, when your wife is happy, you have a happy life. Amen? Are you agree? Do you agree with me? And then also, you have when your husband happy, you have a happy life. So, vice versa, right? Not only you. You know, it is important. That's why me, I pray to the Lord. Even my members, when they encourage me to go to states to raise for our lot. But I told them, first of all, I asked the Lord, I not go to states if I'm not my wife with me. And I told them because I want also experience my wife in America. Because when I saw my wife happy, I am also happy. Right? When your wife see depressed, you are also affected, right? You know, even the children, you know, even the children. You know, the children now, even here in States, after 18 years, you cannot control yourself, your children. That's why the Bible said you must teach them and you must bring them, not send them. It's different send to bring, right? When you say bring, you are with them. But if you send only your son or kid, you know, even my kids, I always telling them and told them. And my eldest son is already graduated visual design. And said he wants to work. You know, and said, wait, just wait us. When we coming back in our house, then you apply. And then said, I'm so excited to have a salary. But I said, son, the first salary you must give first to God. Because this is the first fruit that you have. Oh, really? And said, and then he questioned, but he understand. After all, my second salary, okay, second salary is for you set aside your tithes and offering and whatever, and then after that, then you treat us as family. Okay. And then probably the third is mine. No. The third, you must to give your salary to your mom. Why? That's the culture of us. No? And what about my allowance? Your mom is there to give you. He never complained. At least it's just only question. You must to teach our children. Right? If you cannot teach your children, how? Here, that's why the children, when they receive their salary, what they think? A new car, a new cell phone, but never forget for God and for their parents. Am I right? Right. And even the pastor. You know why? And this is our family in spiritual. And your father is the pastor. Because it's under shepherd. The shepherd is God. Jesus Christ is under shepherd. That's why even to them, I tell them, love your parents. And even love your parents. You know, like I told you, I have a song that I will sing. I will sing to you. And this is a Tagalog, but I will interpret in English instead. Because this song is created by the Bible woman. The Bible woman don't want to marry a pastor. You know why? Because this song is like this. Kung ako'y mag-aasawa, ayoko ng pastor. Why? May bahay hindi sa kanya, may kotse hindi sa kanya. Kung ako'y mag-aasawa, ayoko ng pastor. You know, the song is like this. The Bible woman don't want to marry a pastor someday because pastor has no house. Pastor has no car. Pastor has no money because the money is from the church. Right? And a pastor, being a pastor is focus on the members, right? When the members have a problem, what do you do? You call your pastor. Pastor, I have a problem. And the pastor come, right? And pastor come. And then after, Pastor, I have a problem with my child. Can you come forward and can you talk to him? Right? You know, it's hard. That's why my conviction is, pastor's wife is a gift of God. Right? It is important. No, that's why even here, children, no, even here, we must to love our family. And even in Colossians chapter 3, it said in 18-20, wives, submit yourself unto your own husband as it is fit in the Lord. And then verse 19, husband, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for it is pleased unto the Lord. You know, that's why husband has no problem a loving, submissive wife. A wife has no problem being submissive to a loving loving husband. Children will love and honor their parents who love for them and teach them according to the Bible. You know why? This family, or a father, mother, and children, they must know what is their responsibility. If you don't know, well, you have a problem. Your focus and your prioritize in yourself that this family will bring up, will progress. That's why, and the husband said, love your wives. So wives, submit yourself. Children, even in Ephesians, let's open Ephesians. Children, listen to me. Ephesians chapter 6 said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father, thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. What is the promise? That it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. So, children, listen to me. Look to me. You must be obey and submissive to your parents. If you want to be your life to be progress and be good, and then the secret is you must to obey your parents. Sometimes we do not understand, but you must to obey. Even us, as a Christian life, as a children of God, sometimes the will of God we do not understand, but later on we can understand. Am I right? And God will bless you. That's why we must to love our family. You know, my wife and me, we always have communication with my family. Because now we have no problem with communication. There is Skype, no? And you know, and God allowed us to come here. No, He came here, and we and our members, they saw, Pastor, we are really blessed to your children. You know why? They are loving each other, and they respect us, and them. You know, it is important, and there is a promise. You know, that's why we must to be committed, and we must to prioritize our family. And the third, we'll finish here. Not only be committed to God, be committed to your family. Then that thing before I call that third is, are you committed to God? How do you show your life is committed to God, and your life is God is our priority in our life, right? In our family, did you have time to your family? Even a pastor, as a minister, we are so busy. But our day off is Monday. That's why I focus. What I did is I have time to my wife and I have time to my family, and we have time each other. Because do you agree with me? Many houses, but few homes. Do you get what I mean? Right? There are a lot of family today. There are a lot of houses now. But is that a family? Is that a home? a home is love each other, and they want to raise and to be a good their family, right? Amen. That's why, you know, for me, sorry, my conviction now, when your son or daughter be lost or something not good, I think for me, you don't blame him or her. Blame yourself. Well, for me, that's why I'm happy, and I'm really thank the Lord that God gave me not only a beautiful woman in the world, but He always loves our children and always teaches about the Bible, and He always teaches destruction to glorify God. No, that's why even though they are a special child, I have no problem with them. Even my young kids, you know, God gave me opportunity to visit in Thailand. And, you know, sometimes even the children, and I want to be happy also my kids. And I saw there is a, now is the tablet, right? And I saw the tablet is only $30. In our money is only $1,500. It is cheap. And I call my son, John Kevin, do you want tablet? Why that? Why, Papa? Because there is a tablet here. It's only $1,500. Oh, really? Do you have money? Yes. Do you like it? Yes. If you have money. He asked me if I have money. I have money. Okay, it's up to you. If you that okay for you, that is okay for me. Okay, and later on, then because of business and hectic hour schedule, I forgot to buy. When I arrived in our house, he hugged me and said, Pa, how's your trip? Good. Did you preach there? Yes. Did you make a soul winning there? Yes. Okay. Praise the Lord. And said, what about my tablet? Oh, I forgot. You know what? He said, Papa, you are a pastor. Why? What do you mean? You are a pastor and make a promise and then you do not fulfill your promises. Yes, son, sorry. I just to remind you, because you are a leader and we are looking at you, and you are a good to be show a good example to follow you. Right? Sometimes as parents, we must to show our good example so that our children, they follow us. Right? That's why we must to show our good example. And last, not only be committed to God, be committed to your family, also be committed to your church. How you commit yourself, how you show your that you are committed to your church. And said, in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. It is a command. How you show your commitment to your church by committing yourself in church attendance, right? You are always supposed to be present. And my question is, how many Sunday within 1 year? How many Sunday? 52. Amen. My follow-up question is, how many Sunday did you present? And how many Sunday did you absent? Which is more than absent or present? It's only 52 times you go to church, right? And sad to say, if you are not absent, what? Late, right? And my question is, all of us, I think you know, you work to go to work. You are working in the job. You can be always late in your job, right? It can be once, maybe it can allow you, twice, fourth, always absent. Probably the company will kick you. Am I right? And then, can you be absent in your job? Yes, if there is a reason, but no reason. And many times you always absent. Is it acceptable? And what the company do to you? Again, we'll kick you, right? Which is the important, God or the things in the world? We must to prioritize our church. This is your family. And God placed you here. It is not accident. It is not your will. It is God's will that you place you here. Amen? Because God wants you to be served and to glorify God. That's why we must to be faithful in our attendance. And by means of that, you are committing yourself and you're showing that you love your church. Right? Well, my question is, do you love your pastor? Hello? Do you love your pastor? I know. Are you angry? Don't worry. Do you love your pastor? Yes. Amen. Yes. And my question is, did you treat your pastor some dinner, lunch, or sometimes you go to a grocery, you grocery, and did you think your pastor a little grocery for him? You know, you must. I'm not saying I am a pastor because you are. No, because the secret blessing, if you love the servant of God and your pastor, God will bless you. That's a promise in like of Abraham said, those who bless you, I will bless them. Right? You know, the secret. Before, you know, I have a witness, my wife. No, and before that, and you know, you must be always present in church attendance. You know, any activities in the church. I believe pastor make activities or program not for him. First for God, second for you to be matured and to be happy in your life. Life is short. We must to enjoy our life in serving the Lord. Right? Right. Then second is, not only be committed, no, to the church attendance, but also committed to church growth. The question is, how many people did you talk this week? How many people did you talk this week? Do you have? If not, I don't know. Oh. And then next second is, how many did you talk about Christ? How many friends did you invite this week? If not, we are not doing the will of God that entrusts us. And I don't know if I'm really a Christian. If I can only change the doctrine of our as a Baptist, that you cannot save unless you have no fruit. You know, I like the attitude of what do you call this? Jehovah Witnesses. You know, their salvation based on their giving the tracts. But that's Paul's doctrine. Our doctrine, when you receive Christ, you always save. Once saved is saved. Right? But you know, if you our goal and our objective. And I believe God put this church, Open Doors Baptist Church, for His glory, for His expanding His gospel, for those who people are lost, right? That's why, are we doing that God entrusts us? And the third thing is, be committed to your church, not only to be committed to your church attendance, be committed to church growth. Somehow, are you not happy when your church is number is 1,000, 2,000, 3,000? Like when they start the Christian, they start only 12, and then 120, 5,000, and more, right? And you are happy when you see, wow, our church is big, adding a number. And even your pastor is very happy. When you saw you are growing, not only in spiritual life, but also in number. Is it God concerned about the number? Oh, no. Is only God concerned only the quality or in quantity? Hello? It's also concerned the number, right? That's why how we can do that. We always just to talk about Christ. Right? Not gossip. Uy, you know, he's a pregnant. Oh, that's bad. Right? You must to be committed in church. Also, third is committed to church needs. Church many needs, especially financially. And even it said in Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 to 10, said, will man rob God? And yet you have robbed me. But he say, where have we robbed thee? In the tithes and offering. You are cursed with a curse, for have robbed me, even this whole nation. Verse 10, bring all ye tithes into a storehouse, that ye may be meet in my house. Prove now wherein, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will, if I will not open the windows of heaven, pour out blessing that shall not be room enough to receive it. You see, church need financial. You know, I said, if I am only here, honestly, if I am American citizen and I am here as a Christian, my tithes to give not 10%, not only 10%, probably 20%. You know why? When you give faithfully, there is return, right? Here in America, unlike in Philippines, when you give your tithes after 1 year, there is a return, right? The government will return you. Am I right? In Philippines, even you give you 5 million, the government not return to you. No? And besides, if you are faithful in giving, God will be faithful to supply your needs. Right? But sometimes, you know, I told you this is my true story. This is, like I told you, this is the witness is my wife. You know, my wife, I call him Ilocano Chinese. Sorry, sir. Are you Chinese? Sorry. Okay. Because they say Ilocanos or Ilocana, they are stingy. And especially Chinese also like this. Huh? Yeah. You know, when my wife asks even a ten pesos, oh man, if you watch our wrestling, it's like that. And you ask 100 pesos or 100 pesos, and it's like, you know, the 50 caliber. That's why sometimes I feel our life is not good. And I told them, we have a evaluation in our family. Why is it the blessing is hard? No, why? Because my wife is very stingy in giving. But when they discover, no, is the one giver. You know why? Especially only I receiving $1,005 in dollar is $30. And me, I am a friendly guy. I am a friendly pastor also. So what I did, because in Philippines sometimes we need to fellowship, and sometimes I saw my fellow pastor so very weak, and I said, okay, go to our house. Come in. When we arrive in the house, my wife said, why did he bring the pastor? We have no food here. No, just. You know the woman, right? The wife, the housewife is why, because of the budget, right? So just quiet. He can hear you. Just relax. No. But in short story, you know, when my wife discovered the truly blessing and the secret is giving, especially when you take care and give and love your servant, your pastor, and the servant of God. That's why my wife said, ask my wife. That's why I know my wife is no money. And say, sweetie, yes, can you bring pastor here? I know she has no money. He needs money because she knows if you feed the pastor, then the blessing will come. And it is approved to us. I love your pastor, right? That's why, did you treat your pastor? Oh, no. Sometimes you think only ourselves. That's true. See, and even so, in our tithes, that's why many. By the way, wait a minute. Do you believe in Malachi 3:10? Is that true? Oh, sometimes they are not true. Is that true? Did you see in your life? Supposed to be the blessing. Me, that's why I tell you. Now, I'm not rich, but still, God give us. Because the Bible said, but God supply, no, all your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. So God, you know, it is especially we are so blessed and we are so thank the Lord because he gave us God that we can visit here in the United States. It's not easy to go here and to get a visa. And if you have a visa, of course you need money. And money, you plane ticket is $1,500 or $1,600. You see? And you know, you must be faithful. And other that, you need you. Your pastor needs you. Because if the pastor, that's why I tell you, do you remember that the story that I gave to you, the buffalo? And many pastors now don't want to be a pastor. They resign it. Because of no, they cannot see the support of their pastor, their members, and even the buffalo don't want to be pastor, right? And sad to say, and no wonder someday if Pastor Byron will run also and go to work and just to take care of his family, because what? Never saw you are not supporting him, especially in God's work. And many work here, even cleaning, even arrange the food, the chair, even soul winning, even follow up, no, and even Bible study. So that's why, pastor has many work to do. If only pastor do that, it's hard for him, and he'll be quit. Right now, that's why the Bible said it's clear. Said the harvest truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. You know why? When we start in Bible school first year we have 80, and then second year became 60, then third year became 40, fourth year became 20. But we graduate only 10. And these 10 men of my classmate, no, this 10 is only one. They quit in their ministry because they said it's hard and no money. These 9, they are intelligent. They are smart. Honestly, I am the poorer. But I am only one to stand in the Lord. That's why support your pastor, love your pastor, and we must to provide the needs of our church. What is the need of our church? A lot. Your time, your skill, or your talent, whatever you have for the children, then do. If you have a talent for teaching, teach. And Bible study, you must do this for the glory of God. Not we are not doing this for our pastor. No, we are doing this for God's glory. Amen. We must to support our the ministry of the church. And the last thing, be committed to your church. How? First, committing yourself or committing to church attendance. Second is committing to church growth. And the third is committing your church need. And the last, be committed to soul winning. And I salute you, brethren, your church and your pastor, that you are, and especially Brother Rome. I'm not to be a flatterer, but I want to recognize him because even though he's only one, he do the ministry of soul winning. Because the Bible said in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30 says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth soul is wise. Listen to me. And he that winneth souls is wise. Who is the wise? Obama? They say Obama is a smart man. Gloria Macapagal Arroyo? They say he's a smart, intelligent woman. For people, they are smart. But for God, who is the smart? The soul winner. That's why there is a crown for a soul winner. If you want crown, you must be soul winner. A lot of people here. You know, even though Philippines a mission field, Thailand a mission field, right now, even your country is a mission field. Amen? Now, a lot of critics about Obama, right? They are always complaining, Mormon, to redeem themselves. But even Christians, they get mad to Obama. But the thing is, what is you doing? Did you share the gospel? Did you win the people? If you want your leader to be a Christian, from now you start from the kids, from the young people, young professional, you preach the gospel. Because this is command. And besides, it said in Matthew 28, verse 19, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. And then 20, teach them to observe. After they receive, they must be also taught about the Bible, the doctrine, and also to share the gospel. And say, what is the command? Go! Only two letters. G-O, go. And the Bible says, go. Are we going? You know, we need to go. You know, I tell to the, now I discover. Honestly, I discover, I always text my members now. You know, our problem is to have lot. But I told them, you know, the only way we got this lot, what is the secret? I told them, you must be a soul winner. If people come to church to become a member, and then teach them to give to God, and then the giving will be rise up, or many. Even here, a lot of things we need here. But the secret, we must to win soul. Beside, this is a command. And said, no, I will, and he said in 2 Timothy chapter 2, he said, study to show thyself approval unto God, or approve unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, right with the word of truth. Even in James 1:5, if you lack your wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, he shall be given to you. So instead, in James 4, chapter 4, verse 2 and 3, it said, yet ye have not, because you ask not. You ask not and receive not, because you ask not amiss. And for everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Right? So we must be do this. So, brethren, as we close, my question is, are you committed first to God? Are you committed to your family? Is it priority? Prioritize? Or whatever? Priority or prioritize God? Or your family, and then your church. I hope these three things must first in our life. Let's pray. Shall we pray? Father, once again, we would like to thank you for your word that we have heard. Truly, Lord, we must to prioritize you in our life. Even our family, and thirdly, our church, Lord. Because
you created us, not for us, Lord, not for others, but for you alone, O Lord. And also, Lord, you save us, not only to give us eternal life or rewards, but also to use us for your glory, Lord. Father, again, help us. As we bow our head and close our eyes, I know God spoke to your heart, and the Holy Spirit convict you. My question is, how's your commitment to the Lord? Sometimes, and many times, we make many promises to God. We come to His altar, but we never fulfill. Brethren, right now, and I believe there is a time to commit ourselves today. As we close our eyes, as we bow our head, I will ask our pastor to continue this invitation.
Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And God committed himself to us and by dying and to the souls. And this is good. And this is a man who's living it. This is a man who's living his life for the ministry. And we want to have that kind of commitment for the Lord. He deserves our all. Let's stand together. Our heads are bowed. Our eyes are closed. Let's all stand together. He's going to play in just a moment. If God's speaking to you about something you need to do in your life, maybe he pointed his finger at you in something and spoke to you, it's time to respond. Listen to the Lord as he speaks and respond for your good as we play. Come right now. If God's spoken to you, come. Commit to God. Don't worry about who's coming. You come. You talk to God about your commitment. Lord, I've